on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An investigation is underway after the body of an elderly man was found in Durban's Greyville area. Newswatch's Tlinokuhle Malinga reports.
A group of golfers made the gruesome discovery on a pavement on DLI Avenue yesterday. The body was wrapped in a large plastic sheet. It's believed the victim was around 60 years old. KZN police have confirmed they are investigating the circumstances that led to the body ending up there. They say burial SAPS have opened an inquest docket. Tlinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The offices of the Umzumbe local municipality on the south coast have been blockaded by disgruntled residents. It's understood a truck dumped a load of sand on the main entrance last night. The municipality says, among other things, the community is unhappy with the contract of the municipal manager, claiming it's expired. But municipal spokesperson Sabelo Ngwane says this is not the case.
I'm currently at the outside of the municipality. There are community members who have blockaded the entrance to the municipality. There's been no formal memorandum that has been handed over to the municipality. It was just a disruption of services, if we can term it like that. At the moment, there is still that obstruction from the gate as the administration is in consultation with the law enforcement to try and remove those people from the gate so that that fence is going to be cleared.
Mwani says they've had to send workers home over safety concerns. Kenyan President William Ruto has called a special cabinet meeting today to discuss the deadly floods. Around 170 people have been killed and 185,000 have been displaced since March. Heavier than usual monsoon rains compounded by the El Nino weather pattern have devastated the East African country. They are threatening to unleash even more damage in the weeks to come. And finally, back home, South Africa is continuing to claim its space in the world of aerospace engineering. The University of KwaZulu-Natal has officially launched its Aerospace Systems Research Institute. The center, known as ASRI, aims to develop an indigenous commercial space launch capability for South Africa. Its deputy director, Glenn Sneddon, says their focus is on the design, development and testing of aerospace propulsion and flight systems. He says the institute works closely with UKZN Mechanical Engineering Faculty to make this possible.
If we built a rocket tomorrow and put it on the back of a truck, we'd still need somewhere to launch it from. We'd still need the launch services to be able to control it. We'd need all the permissions to put it into space. And all of those things are works in progress, never mind just the engineering supply of the part, but also the actual launch site at Overberg, which needs upgrading, all sorts of things.
And Sneddon says UKZN's engineers have built and tested numerous research rocket motors and flown several suborbital rockets since 2009. The top story, an investigation is underway after the body of an elderly man was found in Durban's Greyville area wrapped in a large plastic sheet. You can find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.